You did one this year that was so powerful and impacted me more so than any other. And I'm going to go so far as to say, I've known you a long time. I think this is probably one of the most powerful things you've ever done.
למען ציון לא אחשה, ולמען ירושלים לא אשקוט.
You are listening to Hebrew Voices with Nehemiah Gordon. Thank you for supporting Nehemiah's Makor Hebrew Foundation. Learn more at nehemiahswall.com.
We are now being joined by Devorah Daniel at the world headquarters of Makor Hebrew Foundation in San Antonio, Texas. Shalom, Dev.
Shalom, Nehemiah. Shalom, y'all. Oh, Nehemiah, what an amazing 12 months we've had here at Makor Hebrew Foundation. It's been wild and crazy and wonderful and jam-packed. It's been great. Do you know that more people than ever from all around the world are finding out the name, the glorious name of our Father Yehovah, and they're finding out how they can know his name and about his Torah? And they're finding this out at nehemiahswall.com. Mm-hmm. And the reason they're able to find it out is because of our support team. Nehemiah, we just love our support team. We couldn't do anything without our support team.
We couldn't do this without you guys. You know, without you guys, we wouldn't have, wouldn't have the resources to put these studies together and do the research we're doing. And
Exactly.
So really appreciate you guys supporting my ministry, Makor Hebrew Foundation. Dev, I wanted to bring you on to talk about what your favorite support team study was. You know, the support team, people don't always know this, but the support team studies were your idea. I'd done the Torah Pearls, and we had people who were supporting the ministry, and you kept pushing me, saying, Nehemiah, can you just do a little study? Just put on the recorder and just talk for 30 minutes. That's why we called it Raw Stream of Torah Consciousness. And as sort of a thank you to the people who support the ministry. And then they sometimes turned into these elaborate, dissertations.
Very in-depth.
Yeah, very in-depth. And what was the favorite one that you wanted to talk about from 2018?
I have several, throughout the years. Do you know there's over 36 hours of jam-packed support team studies in there now? I mean, I'm just blown away by that. But you did one this year that was so powerful and impacted me more so than any other. And I'm going to go so far as to say, I've known you a long time. I think this is probably one of the most powerful things you've ever done. I know it was for you. I know it turned out that way for you as well. You were invited to give a talk, a lecture at McNeese University on their Holocaust Memorial Day on their campus. And as you begin to, go through this and study this and prepare for this Holocaust Memorial Day event there, you had some things you didn't see coming. Mm-hmm. And one of the big things was that there were people at Auschwitz, and they knew they weren't going to make it. Stories had leaked out. People were beginning to know and understand what was really going on. And these were people that they weren't going to make it. And they were proclaiming the name of Yehovah, sanctifying his name with their dying breath. The last thing on their lips as they died was sanctifying the name of the Father. And this was so powerful and so amazing. But there was so much more that you found out, that this study is just jam-packed with information.
And Deb, for me, I started out, I was invited to a university to speak about this topic of the Holocaust. And I was going to talk about what I call the Lost Scrolls of Auschwitz. And it never occurred to me this would have anything really to do with the name of God, right? Because that's my separate topic of research. And this is not I was not invited to give a talk about faith or the Bible, but about history, about the Holocaust. And it did not have any inkling that this would somehow tie into the name. And as I'm reading these accounts and reading this information, I'm realizing this phrase keeps repeating, this Kiddush Hashem, sanctification of the name, and dying for the sanctification of the name. And I realized, wow, these two topics are actually intertwined. And it really was, for me, it was one of the most difficult things I've ever done, is this research and then even talking about it was really, really difficult. It's very emotional.
It's very difficult to listen to, but it's important. It's extremely important and it's extremely powerful and meaningful. And people need to hear this. They really do. Yeah. And let me tell people how they can hear this. This is one of the support team studies. You can go to nehemiahswell.com and click on support or type in nehemiahswell.com/support. And you can read about how to become a support team member and how to help us get this information going around the world. You can call me. Call me at 800-420-8206. And I'll answer any question that you may have, and I can help you with this. That's 800-420-8206. And we need to get you on the support team. Again, 800-420-8206, and we'll talk about it. Because this, we've already talked about how the things that we're going to put out for 2019.
Wow. Yeah.
And we're scrambling. We are scrambling.
Yeah. I got to say, for me, and we talked about this a year ago, that we had so much happened in 2017. I remember saying to you, what's going to happen in 2018? We can't even predict and imagine. And it was beyond expectation. Some of the things, guys, that happened in the background, and I'm not able to share yet some of the details of the really exciting things we've been working on and that we will share eventually one day. But I mean, really exciting things, big, big, big things, but they have to be done in a certain order, in a certain way. And you'll find out. And it's really, really exciting stuff. I mean, for me,
you couldn't do it without the support team.
I couldn't do it without you guys supporting what I'm doing. It takes resources. That's just the reality. And I really appreciate you guys supporting what I'm doing and allowing us to continue to do this and bringing this message to the world, right? It's not about me. It's not about Dev. This is about bringing Yehovah's Torah and his name and his message to the world and empowering people with information for their faith wherever they're at. If you believe something, it's part of my ideology, part of my outlook on life. If you believe something, you should know about it. You should have information about it. And I want to help empower people with that information. Dev, thank you for joining me. And I really do appreciate, everything you do, Dev. Ministry can run because, you're there holding down the fort and doing a lot of things in the background that people don't know about. Shalom.
Woo, shalom.
You have been listening to Hebrew Voices with Nehemiah Gordon. Thank you for supporting Nehemiah's Makor Hebrew Foundation. Learn more at nehemiahswall.com.